3 is the telephone number. Howard's been waiting on. I'm sorry I've kept you waiting. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Have you heard that Phil Collins myth?
No, I haven't. It's the first time I've heard that, actually. Yeah. I've heard the song plenty of times, but never heard the myth.
No, if you go to Google and type in the air tonight myth, you'll see all the different stories surrounding that song. It's quite funny. Wow. It's quite funny what people just have a lot of time on their hands.
Absolutely. I'll do that when I get home. I'll look that up. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, do it. In the air tonight.
Yes.
Myth.
There you go.
Okay. Now, Howard.
Lukey, every time I ring you, mate, I say, Lukey, you champion.
Why?
And the reason why I do that is because you are. I'm going to start with the serious stuff and end with the funny stuff. Mate, you don't realise the impact that you have on people and how it gets them through their days and nights. And I just hope that you take the time to reflect the positive impact that you have on people, that the way that you help them. I don't think that you really understand it. When you went off air yesterday, a very great mate of mine, I've spoken to you before, Luke, about symptoms of heart attacks and things, because I've had quite a few, and I lost a 30-year career from having a massive heart attack, and a great mate of mine, when I was well enough, lured me to his workplace and got me to work with him. And
right.
He did that for a reason, and it wasn't clear to me at the time why.
Right.
And then it became clear to me that without his help, I probably wouldn't be here today. But you went off the air yesterday, he moved away, he moved up to the country, and I don't see him as much anymore. And he spoke out to me a few weeks ago and just said, mate, you need to be answering my phone calls because I'm ringing you for a reason. I'm not doing so well. And so as soon as you got off the air yesterday, mate, I rang him.
Yeah.
And had a good chat with him for about half an hour. And I shared with him the funny little story I'm going to share with you in a minute. And, mate, I had him in belly laughs. And it was really good to hear. And at the end of the call, he said to me, you know what, mate? He said, do you realise how much I love you? And I said, well, it's the feeling's mutual, mate. This bloke is the biggest bloke, the biggest, toughest bloke I've ever met in my life. And, under all of that, he's just a beautiful, beautiful person. And he's not working at the moment. And I knew that he was not doing, as well as could be. So that reminder yesterday that you and Triple M put on to reach out to somebody, he was there for me, and so it's my turn to pay back.
And wow! So it was No Talk Wednesday on the Triple M network.
That's it.
That made you think of this friend that helped you.
Absolutely.
And when we went off the air, you thought, I'll give this bloke a ring, and he needed you.
Oh, mate, he was on the couch cuddling his dog at the time, didn't know what he was going to do for the rest of the day.
Wow.
And I said to him, he's got a number of, you would love it, mate, cars that he has built from ground up. And I said to him, mate, well, I want you to do me a favour today. I want you to get in one of your cars and go for a nice cruise and enjoy it and enjoy your own company. And I said, I'm going to ring you back to make sure that you've done it. And he will have done it. He's that sort of bloke. But
you've made my day, Howard. And look, it's not me. It was a Triple M initiative triggered by the boss, Fitzy. We did it last year, but yesterday was the first time on the whole network. And I'm just so pleased that you've told me that because of that initiative, you've gone and helped someone and you may have saved his life.
Well, mate, look, I pray to God that he's nowhere near that stage. He moved up to the country a couple of years ago, closed up his business down here in Melbourne, a very successful business, and and went up there and realised that he's, you know, the sort of person that needs to work, and he's out of work at the moment, and so I knew that he was, you know, not in a great place, and I'd been there myself, and without his help, I wouldn't be here talking to you now. So, yeah, I thought it was my turn to pay him back. But and Luke, look, it wasn't just about Triple M yesterday. The reason why I call you champion is exactly the reason why the empathy that you show people over the air each time, every time, that I have witnessed since I've been listening to you is unbelievable. And so many times I've wanted to ring up and just say to you exactly that you, I don't think that you really understand.
No, stop it, Howard. You're embarrassing me. Stop it. Well, I Jess and I are unbelievably lucky to be able to do what we do. So there you are.